Diane Swan joins us now. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Jizzy.
Diane's got dreams of a solo album. Well, not dreams, really. They're becoming reality.
Yeah, slowly chipping away.
Any thoughts of some scratching in your albums?
Well, you know, I've been contemplating with this record that I'm going to play to you today, the mix that's starting to happen of psychedelic rock and hip-hop.
Yeah.
It's really interesting, the stuff that's happening, especially in the UK.
Because I imagine someone like you, I don't know you too well, but would sit down and would write songs in a certain way, and it might be quite interesting just to blow it up, right?
Yeah, I've actually been trying to be kind of skeletal when I've been writing, mm-hmm. which is, I don't know if that's actually a term for songwriting,
yeah.
but I'm not trying to fill in the gaps too much mm-hmm. in my mind.
And then you get to bring in collaborators.
Yeah, well, maybe. I'm still mulling it over because I've done this little spate of solo shows. And it's just been me and an electric. And I've been kind of, I love playing in a band and I love playing the bads, but it's been a really interesting experience playing the songs and not filling them up too much.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still mulling that one over. I'll keep you posted. Maybe in 10 years' time.
Yeah. Songs with negative space.
Exactly.
Oh, cool. That's, I get so much out of following your musical career, Diane. So,
Well, I hope I'll get there soon, Jesse. It's just a funding issue at the moment, so we'll get there. Yeah.
What do you think? I talked to Ebony Lamb from Ebon Sparrow.
Yes.
Well, she's now solo as well, actually.
Yes, she's working with Dave as well.
Yeah, Dave Kahn, yeah. And she's doing a fundraiser.
It's a good idea. It's just so strange. Their actual mindset of asking for money is, But the world is different, you know. The world is so different for musicians these days.
But as I was saying to her, it's not really asking for money if you're putting on a decent show.
It's a good idea, I reckon.
Yeah, it's calling in favours, really, eh?
Yeah, you're asking for favours from your friends who are musicians who are always being asked to do favours. Mm. So, you know, it's just that mindset of, you know.
If you do a fundraiser show, I'll MC it for free. How does that sound?
Done.
I mean, you don't usually have MCs, do you, at musical things?
No, but you're allowed. You could actually play a song.
Yeah.
It could be your first solo show, right?
Oh, funny, I could sing.
You know you don't have to sing, AGC, you can rap.
Yeah, that's an option, actually. I might not be able to talk about that. I'm presenting at the Music Awards tonight.
Yeah, good.
So if anyone's watching the Music Awards on TV tonight, look out for me. I've got a dazzling co-presenter and a dazzling outfit. So.
I'll look forward to it.
But probably no rapping. What have you been listening to?
Well, the other day I was on the Facebook and there was a post from a guy that used to do sound for us in the UK. And he posted about this person that he's been working with for a long time and said, congratulations, Michael, this is amazing. And he was referring to a five-star Guardian review mm-hmm. of an album by Michael Kiwanuka. And he is a 32-year-old British Ugandan. He grew up in Muswell Hill in London. This is his third album. It's also his third album to reach top five, so all three albums have done mm-hmm. really, really well. His first release went gold straight away. His second release went to number one in the UK charts. And I've kind of missed a lot about him.
Because he was also nominated, if not the winner of Mercury Prizes.
He actually was nominated for the first album,
yeah.
He didn't win. But he's come to, you know, more prominence since his song Cold Little Heart was selected as the theme song for HBO Big Little Lies.
Yeah, great theme song.
Yeah, so that's why most people...
Did you ever want it? Yeah.
So that's Michael.
And that's quite a classic-sounding song, right?
It really is. It's an indication of where he kind of comes from. People kind of compare him a little bit to somebody like Bill Withers. But this album has really drawn me in. Apparently, I've only been listening to it on iTunes, but it's a two-album vinyl release. It's actually gone to number one on the vinyl charts in the UK straight away. So, and it's just getting basically incredible reviews. Guardian have said it could be one of the best songs of the albums of the decade.
Wow.
Yeah, and five stars. Enemy, five stars. So I was really interested to hear it. Maybe we should play the first song.
Yes, please.
And the first song I'm going to play is called Hero.
Here it comes.
matter what they call me. I lost my only friend, and I'll grieve you till the end. Am I a hero? Am I a hero?
Absolutely. How's that for Jimi Hendrix references?
Is that him playing, do you know?
I'm not sure if he's playing that. He is a really, really good guitar player. Mm. His band is super cool. I was watching them on Jules Holland last night, and super cool band, amazing musicians.
We listened to Michael Kiwanuka, whose third album is, again, doing huge things commercially, but also has this massive critical respect. And Diane is playing us a couple of songs from it today. So do the songs sound different to each other within the album?
Yeah, it's a list he wanted, and that he basically, in being, you know, kind of distressed about the way the world is at the moment, and, you know, the fast pace of the world, actually wanted to create an album that you do listen to from start to finish.
Yeah.
And it's kind of lots of little intros, a lot of long intros weaving in, that's just such an interesting mix of production.
And you were talking about space. There was a lot of space at the start of that track in particular.
Yeah, he has quite a lot of long intros. He really lets the music stretch out. The production is incredible. It's kind of basically it was produced by Danger Mouse and also a London hip hop producer called Inflow. I mean, I know quite a lot about Danger Mouse. He was one half of Niles Barkley. He produced Beck, Gorillaz, Black Keys, Sparkle Horse, U2. He's a really amazing producer. He really brings in that he's an American, and he grew up thinking that he should be a hip hop dude because he was a black American, and then he discovered discovered Pink Floyd. So he basically has a real love for psychedelic rock, and he brings in this incredible mix of the break beats and the orchestration of things like real 70s soul. It's just a really beautiful mix and lots of kind of sampling of voices. And
can you hear production when you listen to a record?
This record actually bowled me over with the production. I think I'm as much in love with the production as the artist. Mm. I mean, I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
Just to really handhold people through it, what are we talking about when we talk about production?
We're talking about the way the song is treated, I think. When you think about a song that's just broken down to perhaps a guitar player and a vocalist, when you get into a studio, you know, most musicians will have heaps of ideas musically, but a producer brings out the performance in the musicians, brings out the song. If they're a really, really good producer, they can have ideas on what instrumentation to have. You know, you can have, there's all sorts of different producers, some that are really hands-on with the sound and others that are just kind of performance drawer outers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
And things like what sort of microphone to use to make your voice sound a certain way, and reverb. And
maybe we have a little orchestra here, maybe we have a huge choir here. Yeah, that should sound a little bit more like that. And just, yeah, it's a really interesting relationship with a producer.
Okay. Thanks for choosing this music.
I really recommend the album. As I say, it's such an incredible mix of styles. It's kind of retro yet contemporary, if that can be
I think that's a good description.
Yeah.
His album is just called Kiwanuka?
Yep. There's an interesting story. Basically, he grew up, his parents escaped from Uganda in the Amin times, and he grew up in genteel Muswell Hill in London, which was a very white place, and he grew up dreading his teachers actually trying to pronounce his name.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore that kind of started this kind of insecurity about himself. On his second album, he basically had a very unsympathetic A&R man telling him perhaps he should have a nom-de-plume because people might think he's world music and that's hard to sell, etc. Mm-hmm. So they were trying to convince him to basically change his name for his music. And then he went through a really, really bad time of lack of confidence. He just thought he was terrible, felt terrible about who he was. He scrapped that album. And then he met CeeLo and Danger Mouse, and they started working together, and they basically brought out this confidence in him. And a lot of this album is about the waste of time the time he's wasted feeling bad about himself, basically.
Okay, Jonathan's a fan of something called the Adam Buxton podcast and says it's worth a listen. This recently a great interview with Michael Kiwanuka.
Oh, yeah, great.
And someone else has seen him in Auckland, apparently was amazing at the Parnell Cathedral with acoustics.
Oh my gosh, I missed that.
Yeah.
Wow. So he called this album Kiwanuka because he just wanted to reclaim his name, and he's basically, the whole album is about with that confidence in mind, you know.
I was about to suggest you call your album Swan Song, but then people might think you were dying.
It may have been suggested before.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Diane Swan, here's the second Michael Kiwanuka song.
butterfly without wings? How do you fly? You're holding on so tight that you don't even try. And if I had a dream, love would be sunshine for me. You want my air to breathe, it's just like honey to a bee. Let me know what love could be. You gave me confidence, you showed me light, you stay with me. It's you I'm dreaming of, night and day. I contemplate. You are my everything. I'm standing with you. You are my heart.
International, Michael Kiwanuka, and more of that on his self-titled album.